ministry of Lighthouse Christian Outreach Center. Our vision, bringing people into the full realization of their potential in God, and our mission, building a community of believers whose lifestyle positively influences change in the society. Welcome to Lighthouse. The Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrata Biola Way, Oregon, Ikeja, Lagos. For inquiries, please log on to www.lighthouseng.org.
Psalm 105 this morning. What is the sound of the Spirit for this month? No, please, if you are confident about it. Oh, yeah, I want. Yeah, a lot of people are already experiencing overflowing, Abi. But it is joy. And then joy. And then what? Overflowing joy. It's a continuum. Joy. Joy. Overflowing joy. 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 Overflowing joy. 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 Overflowing joy. Nehemiah 8:10 says, the joy of the Lord, not the joy of the country, not the joy of the economy, the joy of the Lord is what? My strength. My strength. There was gloominess in Nehemiah. The whole country wasn't the way it's supposed to be. But hey, Nehemiah got up and said to the people, it's not a day to mourn. It's not a day. It's not a season to mourn. Things are difficult in Nigeria, but it's not a season. It's not a season to say what they are saying out there. It's a season to look to God, the author of your salvation, and declare what? Joy. In your family, joy. In your academics, joy. In your businesses, joy. In your career path, joy. He said, let the Redeemer of the Lord do what? So we say joy. Joy. Overflowing joy. So we lay the foundation this morning. Psalm 105. So all our teachings this month, Wednesday, Sundays, we center around that. Joy, joy. Joy, joy. In June, we had celebration. Celebrate good times. Come on. It's celebration. He said, Pastor Iskana, that's your problem. Why are you singing the song along with me if you are not Kana? I've told you again and again, if I'm not a preacher, I'll be a DJ. Celebrate. So we started June, celebration. Then we move into July. What? Harvest. There's something that connects the two. It's the cloud of the Spirit. And the Bible says, if the cloud be filled, it has no other thing, but they empty themselves. So, in July, it was celebration, which ushered in us harvest. And I feel a sense that the harvest, we have not even started. But there is a downpour of the rain. And then we will do something with our posture of joy. He said, with joy, we draw water from the wells of salvation. Notice in Isaiah 12:3, it says wells. Wells. So the wells with the high of our spirit is all over. So you go to the one that you want to know. Some people need victory. Victory in their family. Victory at war. So go to that well that is tagged victory. Some people need healing. So go to that well that is tagged healing. Some people need satisfaction. Some people need joy. Some people need peace. Some people need fulfillment. Whatever your needs are, the El Shaddai have dug the wells. And he said, salvation. It's a person of the Lord Jesus. So when you are drawing on his person. He's a victorious king. He's the King of kings. He's the Lord of lords. So this month, as we begin the month, please don't complain. Draw. Don't look at the situation the way they have been. See God. Draw with joy. Draw with joy. If you draw with anger, I mean, for most of us are city people, but for those who have been to villages and all that, you know that villages where they have, sometimes it can be just one well that serves the whole village. And people go there, there is just something. I mean, if you have done, even if you haven't, if you've lived in city all your life, if you go to some other states where people go for NYC, that's the source of water. So there is, depending on the state, depending on where, some wells are very deep. That even when you put those things, it disappears completely. And then there's a way you jiggle it for you to know that water has entered. And then you draw. You don't draw frowning your face. If you do, that thing can, you can lose the rope and the whole thing goes in there. And then you rob the whole community of what they use. I don't know what name is given to. Doro. So you draw with joy. Because you see, sometimes people are queuing up behind you. But hey, this well is wells. It's just not one. So there is joy. There is peace. There is fulfillment. So you draw. You draw. Joy is a product of the abiding presence of the Holy Spirit in your heart. It's different from happiness. Happiness is based on circumstances. But joy is a language of the kingdom. Everything about this kingdom is premised on joy. The joy of salvation. That's what David prayed for in Psalm 51. He said, restore unto me the joy of salvation. So if your walk with God is not in that perfect state, you can pray that prayer. Restore unto me the joy of my salvation. Paul summarizing this whole thing, Romans 14, 17, he said the kingdom is all about righteousness, peace, and then joy in the Holy Ghost. So, if you haven't seen harvest, you can draw with joy. We can draw with joy. This is the year of our rich fulfillment. God knows ahead of time, or he knew ahead of time. That's why he gave us that word for this year. He knew that probably the situation in our country is not going to be easy. He said, we walk through fire. We walk through. He said, you cause men to ride over us. He said, but in the midst of it, he said, you have brought us to a place of rich fulfillment. One translation says, a place of abundance. Psalm 66 from verse 10 to 12. Message says, you tried us. You pulled us apart. But in the midst of it, there is something that is constant. Joy. 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 Let me just speak from my spirit. Maybe I should just leave my note. Psalm 105, let me just open up certain things in the next 15 minutes from the scripture. Psalm 105, verse 43. It said, he brought out his people with what? Joy. His chosen one with what? Gladness. Psalm 126, verse 5. We just read scriptures and we share the communion. We preach and teach around it all through this month. It's that those who sow in tears shall reap in what? Shall reap in what? You know, Paul said, till I come, 1 Timothy 4:13, give attention to reading. So we are reading the scriptures this morning. Psalm 132, verse 16. Psalm 132, verse 16. It said, I will clothe our priest with salvation. Our saints shall shout aloud for what? So the New Testament Greek word translated into joy is the word kara. K-A-R-A, not Baghdad. Not kara at Baja. Kara, or C-H-A-R-A. That's the root word where you have the word charisma. Kara, that's the New Testament Greek word translated as joy. It means gladness. It means gladness. It means to rejoice. It means to be happy. No worries. Be happy. No worries. Be happy. It means to be cheerful. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And you just receive a sack letter. To be cheerful. You know, see, Christianity, a lot of the time, and that's why we need to teach it. Many people will respond, will be happy if certain conditions are in place. But the kingdom says, not even irrespective, for the things to happen, this is your posture. And even if it's not happening, this is your posture. Even when it happens, this is your posture. That's why he said, the joy of the Lord is what? Our strength. There was a situation in Joel. The Bible says the vine dried up. Her business wasn't working. I think Joel chapter 1 verse 12 or verse 13. He said the only reason why things were not working is because joy has dried up from the heart of men. So, joy means gladness. It means to rejoice. It means to be joyful. So joy means to be joyful. It means to be cheerful. You can see how those words. That's why it's from the Greek word kara, where we also find the word charisma, enthusiasm. You are passionate about it. You have not seen it yet. You are confident that God is not a man that he should lie. You have not seen it delivered. You have it as promissory note in his word, but it's as sure as being delivered in your hands. It's a title deed. It's been allocated. You have not seen that parcel, but you know it. It's signed, sealed, and delivered. Because the one who signed it, he does not lie. This morning, I was looking for that scripture. I don't know whether someone has helped me look for it. 1 Samuel 15, 26, 29. He said, the strength of Israel does not lie. And if you look at that scripture, it's capital S. Okay, that's it. 15, 29. The strength, it's a person. It's a person. The strength of Israel does not lie. In Isaiah 55, he says, so shall my word, 55:11, so shall my word, so shall my word, that's the strength, is able to defend. We don't need anyone to defend God. He can defend himself. He says, so shall my word that has gone out of my mouth, it shall not return unto me void, empty. If God speaks over our lives, we can be delightful. We can be joyful. We can rejoice in the things that he has said. You know, it is natural for people to look for joy. That's why all the things that we do, holidays, sports, and then people are looking, they know it. There is a feeling that comes with it. The world is broken. Everybody wants to be happy. Everybody wants to be merry. That's why people drink. That's why they smoke whatever they want. Everybody just wants to maintain a state of frenzy. But hey, Joy belongs to the believer. Joy is a product of our relationship with God. Joy is what oiled our relationship. We don't frown at the promises of God because they are already yes and amen in Christ Jesus. Biblical joy is with a unique perspective. Not because all things are great and perfect, but because our trust are in God's love and promises that never fail. Our trust is in God's love and promises that never fail. The word joy is actually synonymous with celebration, which means a show of delight, which means exuberance, which means appreciation, which means gladness. Lord, I thank you. Lord, I worship you. Lord, I celebrate you. You know, a lot of the time, it's when it happens that people do celebration and all that. I mean, I've said it when my grandmother was alive. When you say, Grandma, there is good news, she has not heard about the good news.
This message is brought to you by the Lighthouse Christian Outreach Center. The Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrata Biola Way, Oregun, Ikeja, Lagos. For inquiries, please log on to www.lighthouseng.org. For more,